producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
February the 4th, and all the things that are going on in the world are fodder for our conversation. And by golly, when I say our, I mean Jennifer Horn and me and Kara Schillen. If she has something to say, I wanted to say it. We're looking for equality, justice, truth, the American way here, Jennifer. I want to hear from everybody about everything. You name it, we talk about it. Here on Good Day.
Well, that brings up our first topic, celery. Yes or no?
No. That's good.
Really? I thought you were a celery man.
No, it's good fiber, but, maybe if you put it in maple syrup or something so it had some taste.
Oh, that's
good. You asked, so there you go. Lead story this morning. Doug Steffen likes celery with maple syrup.
Let's write a press release on that. Get it out.
Let's get it out. Yeah. Number two on the hit parade. Next Monday and Tuesday, I'm going to be in New Hampshire at the site of the New Hampshire primary, which is Tuesday. And we'll probably have all of these jugheads coming in who'll be wiping their eyes and saying things. Who's your what?
I'm excited.
Are you?
We might get to see some people drop out next week.
Yeah, I was gonna, first person we had lined up was Mr. O'Malley. He was going to be on Monday morning at 5 o'clock. I guess he won't be showing up. Who else is? Well, it'd be interesting to see who drops out yesterday.
You had Rand Paul and Rick Santorum drop out yesterday.
Right. That's too bad because I like Rand Paul.
I was surprised because he actually came in fifth in Iowa, which really isn't like, I mean, he kind of actually overperformed what people had expected. So, Rick Santorum, that was kind of a no duh.
Waste of time. What a waste of time. Oy. Okay. So let's get to Jeb Bush, who's campaigning in New Hampshire. The way it looks right now, if you believe the polls, Trump will win easily on the Republican side, and Bernie Sanders will win easily on the Democratic side. And so what is, when you look at the list, where do the others fall in? Well, there's only Mrs. Clinton and Bernie Sanders on the Democratic side, so she comes in second. That's the end of that. But after Trump, who does well or who's doing well in the polls? Cruz is okay.
And Rubio are going to fight it out for second.
Yeah. And then Jeb Bush could be third. There.
Well, Jeb Bush or Chris Christie or Kasich, all three of them have been polling pretty well in New Hampshire. I think if you see Jeb not come in second or third place, he's done.
All right. Well, so maybe he's done anyway. Yesterday, he was making a speech at a town hall in Hanover, New Hampshire. And when I first heard this, I cringed.
He had some awkward moments, this poor guy.
Well, there were a lot of voters who were there, or potential voters for him, talking to them about what kind of a commander-in-chief he would be. So after he delivered a strong line during the speech, he waited for a second. He paused for some kind of reaction from the audience.
Clap for me, clap for me.
Well, that's basically what he said. Listen.
So here's my pledge to you. I will be a commander-in-chief that will have the back of the military. I won't trash talk. I won't be a divider-in-chief or an agitator-in-chief. I won't be out there blowharding, talking a big game without backing it up. I think the next president needs to be a lot quieter, but send a signal that we're prepared to act in the national security interests of this country to get back in the business of creating a more peaceful world. Please clap.
That's kind of sad.
What's going on? Are you sure that it wasn't edited?
No. I heard.
No.
I heard it three or four different places yesterday.
That is so embarrassing.
Yeah.
Oh.
It is embarrassing.
Jeb. Yeah. And, you know, the sad thing is he kind of ruined it for himself at the beginning because he did that Jeb with an exclamation point.
Yeah.
And then you had Donald Trump say he was low energy. I don't know. We've all had that moment where we're telling a story and we think we are the funniest storytellers on the planet. And then it's crickets.
All right. So I have said how many times? You've heard me say this 100 times. If you heard me say it once, you want to lose, vote for Cruz. Here's why I think he's a loser. Yesterday, Donald Trump, for whatever reason, mostly for his own gain, but at least it was a legitimate concern, brought out that Mr. Cruz's people started calling on Sunday night. Was it Tuesday in the caucus or Monday? I forgot.
The caucus was Monday.
Monday, okay. So Sunday night, a number of Cruz sycophants got on the phone and started calling people around Iowa who were delegates. And they were telling these delegates that Mr. Carson, or Dr. Carson, had dropped out of the race.
Let me provide you with a little info on that, because it actually started the day of.
Okay.
And what happened was there was a report on, and the Cruz campaign is blaming CNN for this. CNN reports that Ben Carson is going home to Florida after Iowa. Mm-hmm. And so the Cruz camp goes, jackpot, we're using that, because they started then spreading the message in several ways, not just in one way, but in several ways. They started a digital email campaign saying that Ben Carson is dropping out and that you need to caucus for Ted Cruz. They started sending out tweets with the same message that Ben Carson is dropping out. And then they started sending, and they had a really organized ground game. That's what all the pundits say. They started going door to door telling people Ben Carson is dropping out, caucus for Ted Cruz, because Ben Carson picked up, had a lot of evangelical support, which is how Ted Cruz won in Iowa. And so Ben Carson found out about this. It was no secret. It was all over social media, and he called out Ted Cruz for this. Donald Trump got a hold of it and said, you pretty much stole an election, Ted. What's going on here?
Well, but the headline from CNN, followed by the story, suggested he was going home, but not there was no dropping out.
It was just going home.
Cruz's people knew that. When the news media got a hold of him yesterday and started grilling him, he sounded like a fool. He was saying, well, we have freedom of speech, and we got it right, and we were telling the truth because he did go home. You big bull.
Yeah, it was Ted Cruz's campaign using this CNN thing to extreme advantage.
Right.
And
to extort voters. And whether
part of what I've said, because I have liked Ted Cruz in the past. I think that if you are a Christian voter, this is probably not the tactics that you want to see someone use. You want to see him keep it clean. I mean, may the best man win.
Baloney. You know that I'm good at judging character. And whether you like or don't like, this guy is a phony $3 bill. He and Rubio both. And it's very disappointing, and this is the last I'm going to say about this, at least here, very disappointing that both Rubio and Cruz are sort of just behind. It's going to come down after next Tuesday. And this is also what's shockingly wrong with the system, because Jennifer will have nothing to say about who becomes the candidate. Is after Super Tuesday, when I will have something to say about it, because the state that I am a registered voter in, it's pretty obvious what I'm going to do. But after that, it's over. So there are three people, maybe. By the time it gets to you, it'll be over. So Trump will become the first guy, and then Cruz probably second, Mario third, Jeb Bush fourth.
I totally disagree. I think Ted Cruz is not a threat at all.
Yeah.
I think this is going to come down to Donald Trump and Marco Rubio, because they're going to split a more moderate conservative vote.
Yeah.
And you're going to have the Republican National Committee and all of the, as the word gets thrown around a lot, establishment money going into Marco Rubio. I think Trump's got a real problem trying to beat him. I think he needs to worry less about Ted Cruz and more about Marco Rubio.
You want to lose, Rubio's a loser as well. You will not win. The Republicans will lose in November if they put up Marco Rubio or Ted Cruz. There's a weird scenario that if Bush were somehow able to pull this out, that he would have a chance against Hillary Clinton, not necessarily against Bernie Sanders. It's really, you look at some of the pieces of the jigsaw puzzle here, and that's Michael Bloomberg is the wild card, and more, I think it looks like And this is wishful thinking on my part, to be sure. I hope the guy runs, because it does bother me that Trump is as noxious as he is in some circumstances. But, man, is he on the right plane when it comes to the issues. I think that Carly Fiorina is probably going to drop out after next Tuesday as well. That seems to be the rumor, which is also a shame, because she has a lot to contribute. Made a few mistakes along the way, but who doesn't make mistakes? There are missteps here and there. But in the main, I think
she got hurt by a media that just didn't want to cover her.
Well, Planned Parenthood thinks she really botched.
I don't know.
That got in the way. Yeah,
I don't think what she said was not untrue.
I mean, when you dig around in that, it was a shame that it may or may not have been her misstep. In my opinion, it was, because I think she was wrong about it. I don't think you and I don't agree on the Planned Parenthood thing, but it's okay. We don't always have to agree. We can just agree to disagree. We can disagree without being disagreeable. Got it?
Sure.
Sounds like convincing.
It's not that kind of show.
Oh, no. Women and Valentine's Day and celebration of how you look. Call right now and order GenuCell treatment for bags and puffiness under your eyes, and you'll simply get double your order for free. What do you mean for free? What is this for free? You don't write for free. What am I doing here? Valentine's Day. You want to, I don't know, this is something, I think women should get this for men. I think it's time that men take a stand and say, if I get you something for Valentine's Day, you ought to get me. Well, women ought to feel.
That's how it works.
No, it isn't how it works. It's all women.
When's
the last time a guy got anything? I get a card.
Oh, I give. If I'm in a relationship, I get something for a guy every year for Valentine's Day.
All right, hurry up. Get in line for Jennifer's Valentine's gift. She wants to be.
I mean, it may not be flowers, but it's something equally cool. And for that matter, I send my mom and dad gifts too. So,
Wait a minute. You didn't send me any Valentine's gift.
You don't send me one either.
Well, wait a minute. Is your mother and father going to send you something?
Yep.
Oh, they are? Okay. GenuCell is an all-natural treatment with stem cell therapy. As it was the apple didn't fall far from the tree here. That's what they use to do the discovering here. Apple stem cell therapy. Advanced peptides are added to get rid of the bags and puffiness under your eyes. Sucks the liquid out. That's where the puffiness and the bags come from. Your eyes are beautiful. Enhance them with GenuCell. It's scent-free, never contains petroleum byproducts, never has pharmaceutical preservatives in it. And with GenuCell's immediate effects, you'll see those amazing results in just 12 hours. Nothing to lose but the bags and the puffiness under your eyes. The best customer service is available by dialing 800-543-9262. There's an ironclad 60-day money-back guarantee with GenuCell. 800-543-9262. Call in the next 20 minutes, and you get a free instant 50% coupon on the entire luxury catalog at Chamonix. Get rid of bags and puffiness. Make your Valentine's Day a younger one this year. Double your order while supplies last. 800-543-9262. That's 800-543-9262.
Hey there. Has anyone ever told you you are really scoring some points?
Did you get that line from a cheap Valentine's Day card?
I just wanted you to check your Shop Your Way account for surprise points.
Oh.
You can use them at Sears or Kmart on almost anything you want. Jewelry, sweaters, a new multi-floor bagless vacuum.
Why would I want a new vacuum?
Because you have swept me off my feet.
Seriously.
Okay, that one's a line.
Surprise points valid till February 10th. Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. Ask to redeem your points at checkout. Exclusions apply. See ShopYourWay.com for details.
How big is Rite Aid's Big Point event? Plenty big. The more participating products you buy with Wellness Plus with Plenty, the more Plenty points you earn through February 27th. Earn 2,000 points when you spend $100, another 1,500 when you get to $150, and yet another 1,500 at $200. That's up to 5,000 Plenty points worth at least $50 in savings. Only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Earning based on total purchases from 131 to 227.16. Limit 5,000 Plenty points per card. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Here we are now, 23 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Time for the late night monologuists to entertain us, as happens in each of these moments in this hour of the program. And then we'll see how much time we have for some daytime inspiration from some of the talkers. Actually, Steve Harvey, who's been on this program now, I find him to be my favorite. So let's see where we go with that. In the meantime, on the Tonight Show, Jimmy Fallon was talking about the pros and cons of going to the Super Bowl this year.
So let's take a look at the pros and cons of going to the Super Bowl. Here we go. Pro, Cam Newton wants to win this one for his father, Cecil. Con, Peyton Manning wants to win this one for his Papa John. Loves Papa John, apparently.
He loves it. Apparently he loves it.
Pro, they're calling this year's game the Golden Super Bowl. Con, the Golden Super Bowl is also what Donald Trump asked for at Supercuts.
It is a Golden Super Bowl.
Funny.
Pro, things will get emotional between the Broncos and Panthers. Con, especially when both animals meet and fall in love in a Budweiser ad. And finally, pro, Peyton Manning needs one more big win to catch up to his brother. Con, Jeb Bush is like, join the club. There you go, that's the pros and cons.
Okay. All right, here's Conan O'Brien joking about Donald Trump and the loss he took in Iowa.
Donald Trump not taking his Iowa loss very well. No, he's not. He was pleasant about it for about an hour.
And yeah.
He turned. Yeah, this morning, Donald Trump tweeted that Ted Cruz illegally stole the election. He said, yeah. Trump said, everyone knows you're supposed to illegally buy the election. A lot of Republicans fighting with each other after Iowa. They're all fighting each other now, mm-hmm. Republicans. Today, Sarah Palin accused Ted Cruz of lying about Ben Carson and stealing the Iowa caucus. Yeah. This is my favorite thing in politics, when people lie and cheat to get the evangelical Christian vote.
Hey, didn't I just say that?
All right, here's Stephen Colbert joking about the Iowa caucus as well.
I don't want to bring up any painful memories, but on Monday they held the Iowa caucuses. And this year they held it in the traditional state of Iowa. And the winners were Hillary Clinton and Ted Cruz. Not sure what they won. I'm guessing it's deep fried. And everybody else lost. And listen, here's the thing. I know that being a candidate, it can't be a picnic. Your every move is watched and criticize as you kiss babies and shake hands and do your best not to mix those two things up. And guys like me are just waiting for you to stumble. And that's not fair, okay? Just look for any mistake you've made. It's so cutthroat and heartless. It's like the Hunger Games.
Really? That was funny?
Well, you know.
I must have lost this, something in the translation
please
there.
Clap.
Yeah, please.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Was that on the air, Kara? I hope there you said go. That on the air.
Yes,
please clap. Steve Harvey from his program yesterday joking with an audience member about the family's habit of kissing on the mouth as a way to say hello.
My wife and I have been together for about 14 years now, and there's some traditions that she just hasn't gotten used to yet. I'm Mexican, she's Caucasian, and in my family, it's tradition to kiss each other on the mouth. So I kiss my mom, dad, brothers, uncles, cousins, everybody we kiss on the mouth. That's the way we say hello, and I love you. But my wife here just can't get used to that.
Steve makes me feel real uncomfortable when his 70-year-old uncle wants to plant a big, wet, juicy kiss on my lips.
Now, Steve, if it's all right with me, don't you think she should put forth more of an effort to kiss my family members back?
Don't nobody want to kiss your old ass on.
I mean, that's just what we do, you know.
Well, she don't want to do it.
That's funny.
Wah. Don't want to kiss your old, well, I'm not going to say that on the air. But you get the point anyway. Very good. Nicely done. Steve Harvey on Good Day. Now it's time for Dr. Chambers on Call on Good Day.
In the news, the mind-body connection and your doctor. This is Dr. Chambers on Call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. The placebo effect is when you're given the sugar pill instead of the real pill and you feel better. The evidence now shows a good relationship between patient and doctor can mobilize the placebo effect. This means any prescribed treatment will be more effective, and even patients with incurable chronic pain do better with less medication. Here's the thing. The placebo effect isn't fake. It's a mobilization of your mind's healing powers, and scientists now understand the underlying brain chemistry. DCOC advice, we docs tend to dismiss the role your mind plays in your health at no small cost to you. If you want to be healthy with less pills, less everything, find a doctor that gets you and stick with her. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. Catch the podcast of my radio show, articles, videos. It's all on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
Time for Sam Adams' Know Your Beer Facts. What's one of the signature tastes of West Coast hops? Grapefruit. At Sam Adams, we added real, juicy grapefruit to our Rebel IPA to bring out that refreshing, citrusy taste. Try the latest addition to our Rebel IPA family, our new Rebel Grapefruit IPA. Some tastes are just better together. Sam Adams. No more, love more.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Take it responsibly.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent, and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. 4885 or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We take a walk, the sun is shining down, burns my feet as I touch the ground. Good day, sunshine.
Coming back to Information Central, this is the Good Day program with Jennifer Horn. Dr. Jack Stockwell will join us in a few moments to try to compare and contrast the results of what people are finding. I'm just so off this Zika thing, but some people are comparing the Ebola situation and what that might teach us about the Zika outburst, so we'll get to that. And some other things that are of interest and import when it comes to your health and well-being. First, though, the focus on women getting drafted. And I don't mean get out of the doorway. Sounds really corny, doesn't it, in the circumstances?
Yeah,
the,
a little draft.
And a little, yes, right.
Good, though.
Okay, so the history of this, going back to the draft itself, from the beginning of World War II until the end of Vietnam, there was a draft.
Right.
Men were selected to serve, and thus the selective service situation.
It was like winning the Powerball, except different.
Well, yeah. The draft was ended after Vietnam. We moved to an all-volunteer military force. So how is this changing? Well, you've heard a lot of conversation the last month or so about women in combat. Women should be treated equally, fairly, and I'm all for this. So what do you think in the bottom line here about the Senate committee hearing yesterday? They met to discuss whether women ought to now have the same responsibility as men do, that is, sign up for the Selective Service when you're 18. So under this ruling, men and women, both at 18, have to sign up. Now here's Senator Claire McCaskill asking the country's top military leaders if women ought to have to sign up.
I think one of the questions we have to address now is registering for the Selective Service. If you would briefly go down the line and give me your sense as to whether or not Congress should look at requiring Selective Service registration for all Americans.
Senator, it's my personal view that based on this lifting of restrictions for assignment to unit MOS, that every American who's physically qualified should register for the draft.
You very correctly pointed out this needs to be looked at as part of a national debate, given the changed circumstances. We do believe that this will open up recruiting.
Senator, I believe that, yes, it should be a national debate, and I encourage the legislative body to look at that. We've had over 1,000 women killed or injured in combat. Now with this implementation, if you can meet the standard, you're on the team no matter what MOS it is. So I highly encourage that national debate, ma'am.
Senator, I think that all eligible and qualified men and women should register for the draft.
Well, I do too. I think it's the right thing going forward.
All right.
Can I tell you how this irritates the bejesus out of me?
I would love it if you would tell us how this irritates the bejesus out of you.
The fact that we are even having a conversation about registering any American citizen for this selective draft is such a nightmare. Because, look, Doug, we have people that are very willing, men and women, by the way, very willing to go into armed services, to go into the service, to fight for this country, to protect them. And we have all the yahoos sitting on their nice, comfy, cushy chairs in Washington, D.C., making poor decisions that put our guys and our girls at risk. And then when they come back, we don't take care of them. If we start fixing the system, if we fix up the VA, if we provide transitional therapy for people coming back from the theater of war, and if we start making better decisions with our military, we don't even have to talk about the D word. We never have to say draft, because there are plenty of people who are willing and able to want to do this for the country. And it makes me crazy, because now they're just going to say, well, we have to force everybody in. Well, you think the reason people don't want to join is because you treat them like dog poop. Maybe even some dog poop gets treated better than some soldiers coming back from war.
Okay, well, there's
I'm
very critical of the Veterans Administration. There are people that will tell you they get great service, and in certain pockets of the country they do. But there's no consistency, and so what is putting the dog before the, what is it, the cart before the horse, not the dog before the horse? The whole situation is sick. And when you get right down to it, the fact that human beings can't get along with one another, and we have to have a military. But the other side of that, and this is really digging deeply into it, and I'm going to leave it after this. The fact that we have the problems around the world that we have mostly is caused by the military-industrial complex. If we didn't have people supplying armaments to Daesh, and we didn't have them supplying armaments to the Taliban, and we didn't have them supplying armaments to Al-Qaeda, and we didn't have them giving armaments to Boko Haram, and frankly,
we didn't have armaments.
What are we doing to ourselves? We're going to kill this planet and kill ourselves.
Right.
And
I
so
mean, make better decisions, and we don't even have to have this conversation now. Back in 1981, that was the last time the Supreme Court upheld the decision to exempt women from the draft. So if you want to say we've come a long way, maybe we're more equal, we've done a good job fighting for equal rights, that's why they're talking about this. But truly, if we start making better decisions and protecting the lives of the military and then helping them out when they come home, we don't even need to use this word anymore.
Well, it certainly is. It's just, for me, I don't know if the right word is discouraging. Maybe it is. All right. The more we talk about it, the more both of us are going to be frustrated. So we'll leave it at the discussion there, and I'm sure we'll hear from plenty of people who would like to express themselves one way or another. On the face of it, though, equality is equality, and so women ought to have to do everything that men have to do. That's on the surface, but it goes so much deeper, as you've suggested. We have a lot to be ashamed. We really do. We, as a country, if we're supposed to all be represented here, I'm not being represented because I am tired of the military guys getting all their money. There's no bill that gets submitted to the Pentagon that isn't paid by any of these contractors. And yet, how many men and women who've served with a uniform on get screwed? They get drubbed out of the service because they're unstable because of PTSD. They fake all these situations so that they can dishonorably discharge people and not have to pay for their care. That's the outrage. All right, so I've said it three times now, enough. It's 19 before the hour. Dr. Jack Stockwell is going to join us in a moment, and you will be quite surprised at what he has to say. So stand by for that. This is Good Day.
It's time for Sam Adams' Know Your Beer Facts. What's one of the signature tastes of West Coast hops? Grapefruit. At Sam Adams, we added real, juicy grapefruit to our Rebel IPA to bring out that refreshing, citrusy taste. Try the latest addition to our Rebel IPA family, our new Rebel Grapefruit IPA. Some tastes are just better together. Sam Adams. No more. Love more.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Take it responsibly.
Hall of Fame catcher Johnny Bench for Blue Emu.
I've used Blue Emu products for 10 years. They all have deep penetrating emu oil, but now for those hard to reach places, there's Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray, made with emu oil and the same active ingredient as the leading pain relief cream. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray helps with all my joint pains and muscle aches. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Take it from me, it works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Rite Aid, and stores everywhere.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
Valentine's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing deal. 100 stunning blooms of love, plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. And this week only, we will also include chocolates for free. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7676. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings, plus pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms of love sent fresh from the field. Guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days. That's 100 stunning blooms of love, a free glass vase, and free chocolates this week only for just $19.99. And this incredible offer expires this Friday. Valentine's Day is next week. Don't wait. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 7676. That's proflowers.com, secret code 7676.
Geico applauds your inner road champion.
A solid bump from Geico's fist to yours goes out to the little rebel that lives within. The one who made you daydream as a kid about owning a chopper, chroming it out, and chewing on toothpicks. Just to look tough. For you, champ, Geico insures motorcycles with great rates. And to further fuel your engine, you can access your policy anytime, day or night, through the Geico mobile app. Because Geico knows that even make-believe renegades need help from time to time.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
All right, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Dr. Jack Stockwell joins us now. He is a board-certified NUCA chiropractor. He looks into your spine. If you don't have a healthy spine, you will not have a healthy body. He knows your body from head to foot, knows my body from head to foot, I'll tell you that. And I'm looking, oh, will you stop it? All right.
It's hot.
Yes, it's wonderful. All right, so let's get to one of the things that Jack is most well known for, and that's the Forbidden Doctor podcasts. What's the special focus this week? When you go to ForbiddenDoctor.com, join the hundreds of thousands of people that download these podcasts. Jack's been doing it with his wife, Mary, who's also an excellent medical practitioner. They have expertise up the yin-yang. That's a technical medical term. So if you want to learn about your body and how to take good care of it, then you'll be going to the Forbidden Doctor website. So what's the podcast?
Well, it's kind of a combination of how being sick can actually save your life, plus the good bacteria that you're absolutely needing all the time to keep that immune system working.
Mm-hmm.
It seems counterproductive that bacteria would help you, but it is absolutely essential to a good immune system and how to get it.
All right. So speaking of your immune system, Jack also offers, through the ForbiddenDoctor.com, long-life energy enzymes that are the best my better half, the other half, my half, all of the halves that make a whole are onto this. Take four of these a day. And I found I was getting a little bit of a sniffle and a sore, not a sore throat, but a little tickle in my throat. So I loaded up on these, and it was gone in 24 hours.
Oh, excellent. Yes. Excellent. Well, it looks like Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine has found out about our product because they're copying it.
Oh, good for
them. Yeah, I'm quoting from the doctor behind it. He says, it's like making a new pancreas that makes all the hormones needed to control blood sugar. Mm-hmm. I read this, Mary sent this to me, I about fell over.
Yeah.
So, no, this stuff is catching on, except ours is not a medication.
No.
It's a bodybuilding product.
Yep. All right. So check that out at the Forbidden Doctor. You can order it. And if you go, when you go to the checkout, you'll see a box there that asks for a coupon or discount. Just use the code Doug. You get 10% off. Also coming to the Forbidden Doctor, the new thyroid. We came up with, Meredith and I came up with, well, she actually came up with them, a bunch of suggestions. So how's this contest working to name the thyroid product?
Well, we've got a deadline coming up because we have to have the label manufactured. The product will be out in about another 4 weeks. So we have a whole bunch of names coming in, but the names that Meredith is suggesting, really good names, Megathyroid, Maximum Thyroid, Thyromax, Thyroboost, they're all going into the pot, and then we're going to sit down with our marketing director because they know an awful lot more about this than we do. And then we got to do, then you have to go to the federal government and do word searches with the trademark regulation people to make sure it's not a trademark name already, and then we're going to pick one.
All right.
Hey, Meredith has got some good suggestions.
So if you want to suggest a name for a swell prize, go to ForbiddenDoctor.com. And where do they click on?
ForbiddenDoctor.com/contest.
Contest. All right. There we go. So the Ebola situation has been muted. Would you say that was a good way of, had been neutralized? What went on when we were treating Ebola teach us about responding to the Zika outbreak, do you think?
Well, you see that in the news now, such a quick and rapid response to try to alert the public to watch out for this, watch out for that.
But is it overdone?
No, the Zika thing, no.
Yeah.
No, but I don't think it's going to travel much further north than it already has. It's showing up in parts of Texas, parts of Florida. But you got fire ants in Texas, too, that don't go very far north beyond that because of the freeze. These things will be held back by the weather. Most of the country, most of the U.S. isn't going to be affected by this, in my opinion, simply because of the weather patterns that we have. This is a tropical thing. It showed up in Central Africa back in 1947. Mm-hmm. Somehow it migrated to the tropical aspects of South America. And then, as any other thing does, it'll migrate within its biological boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
And so the cold weather that we experience here in the Northern Hemisphere, it's the same reason you don't see Zika north of Africa. You don't see Zika in Europe.
It's wherever.
The weather stops it.
Right. All right. So the first case of sexually transmitted Zika was confirmed this week in Texas. Is that something that hasn't been counted on? Nobody thought, oh, well, maybe somebody who's got it will have sex with somebody else and the bodily fluids will transfer it. Once again, this burns itself out in about a week or 10 days anyway.
Well, it does. I mean, it's very short term. It resolves itself within days to a couple of weeks. And what do you get? A rash? You know, a skin rash, some redness in the eyes, a little joint pain, a fever, like you normally do with almost any other kind of viral infection like this. It comes and it goes. The big concern is whether or not there's a positive link between it and birth defects if a pregnant woman gets this. Now, that would be my only real concern about this. But how many pregnant women do we have in Florida and Texas? I mean,
maybe there are a number in Texas, but
especially in Texas along the border. I mean, they're all over the place, as they are all over the rest of the planet.
Well, that's the other worry, that people will be coming up from the warmer climes and coming illegally over the border into the country.
Yes.
That you have to admit is a
well, yeah, and then the chikungunya virus is, I think, is a lot more serious than Zika, and that's already starting to show up.
Right, but if you don't eat chicken, you're all set.
Well.
No, that was only a bad joke for
that me. Was, well, you made me laugh. Strong immune system.
Yeah.
Strong immune system.
That
That's
fixes
where our
everything.
Enzymes come into this.
Yep, get your immune system posted. Check out how to do that at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Now 53 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. It's Tech Talk time. Jennifer and I are going to work our way through some of the stories that are important. Well, I guess we're using our own judgment here, Jennifer, because we think they're important. Like, what's Bernie Sanders using to get voters? We'll tell you what that's a secret that'll come out.
Candy.
Secret. Stand by for a secret in a moment here on Good Day.
The savings are heating up at Lumber Liquidator's Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are now packed with the latest trends from our new catalog, like the hot look of gray flooring. This week, get 20% off reclaimed gray wood look tile. And check out popular hand-scraped styles like High Sierra Pine. Or choose from other varieties of solid hardwood, all up to 20% off. Get great deals on over 35 styles of bamboo from $149 and more from just 49 cents. Plus, 18-month special financing. For the best deals on over 400 floors, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
And now, a touching moment. Well, staying in touch with Geico.
It was a warm summer day. I was just sitting on a porch watching a babbling brook roll by. Then, out of the blue, I got an update from my Geico app saying my claim had been processed. I felt so connected to nature, to Geico. I stayed there the whole afternoon until that guy told me to stop trespassing on his porch. Sheesh, what was his problem?
Claim status updates just a few taps away on the Geico app.
All right, let's get to this 55 past the hour on Good Day. Bernie Sanders and his campaign is using Snapchat to get voters. So how would that explain, Jennifer, first what Snapchat is?
Snapchat,
I think I've
is,
used it for making pictures.
Snapchat's an application where you can either send a series of pictures or a series of short videos to friends, people in your social circle. Mm-hmm. The way that Bernie Sanders would do it is probably less about him following or having people follow his account, although I'm sure that's part of it. But you can also, when you go into Snapchat, have sponsored links that are done by, for instance, CNN or, Refinery29 is a fashion blog. You can go through Cosmopolitan magazine, and they cover big events. They cover elections. They cover sporting events. They cover cities. And you can see all the videos attached. So I'm sure anybody covering Bernie Sanders, they probably have a Bernie Sanders channel on Snapchat. And people can watch and see footage from him on the campaign trail or whatever other messages he wants to send out.
It would appear he's doing very well using this because he's way ahead in New Hampshire
like 74% of the rich Democrats who say they're going to vote next Tuesday say they're voting for him in New Hampshire.
Well, that's his kind of, that's his neck of the woods, yeah. His home area. Plus, you know, this stuff with Snapchat fits in perfectly to his demographic because mm-hmm. even though he's an older guy, he's the young people love yep, Bernie.
They do. Everything's free with Bernie. Vote for me. It's all free. That should be a slogan.
Hey, that should be a slogan. You should right. sell it.
Social media, beside politics, is full of Super Bowl hype. A lot of people like the Starkey brothers trying to get crowdfunding for their trip to the Super Bowl. Listen to their approach.
We wanted to first thank everybody for their generous contributions to our cause. After a few days have gone by, we've decided that we needed to let everybody know that we've been dealing with a little bit of a serious condition. Tig, you want to let everybody know what we're dealing with?
Yeah. It's Bronco Fever!
That's right, and there's only one way that you can help us.
Getting us tickets to the game.
Let's go, Broncos! Come on!
We need your help!
Yeah,
Let's go!
All right, I'm in. I'll send you $25.
Man, anybody's fooling
Who falls for this stuff?
Falls for that, my God.
Look, I'm all about Peyton Manning. Don't get me wrong.
All right. The man reopening Circuit City does most of his shopping online, it appears. He bought Circuit City's trademarks and domains. His name is Ronnie Schmoll. He told Twice Trade magazine last week he envisions hundreds of Circuit City stores the size of Radio Shacks in the next couple of years and 5,000 express locations and a thriving web presence. So here's Keith Barrett from the Tech Buzz. He isn't excited about Circuit City's return to the marketplace.
Everybody's got lots of Circuit City horror stories, which is part of the reason why they went bankrupt, because their tech people would push incredibly hard to get the extended warranties. Remember, I have one story. This was the last time I ever shopped at Circuit City before they went bankrupt. I went in there to buy a 300-DVD changer. You know, it would hold 300 DVDs in a circle, and you pick the one you want to play. This was for my home theater back in the early 90s. And it was about, I think, $800, $700 or $800. So I'm at the cashier, and I'm paying for it, and she says, and she demands my phone number. And this is before smartphones and stuff. I said, well, my phone number's unlisted. I don't give it out. She said, well, I can't ring you up unless I have your phone number. I said, well, I'm not giving it to you, and you don't need it for me to either pay cash or a credit card, so just make up a number. And she goes, I can't do that. I got to have your real number. I said, well, you're telling me that you're going to give up an $800 sale because I won't give you my phone number, and I'm just going to have to walk out of the store.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.